Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Well, Louis Bello, so we're just finding out that you are you a teacher?
I am, yes. I'm a teacher part-time, and I've been teacher part-time for a long time. Here in Boston, so I love the kids.
Is it music class?
Nah, it's art class. It's art class. So I went to school for illustration, and then I became a songwriter. And and the story's been told. So then I came back to start teaching just to make some extra money so I could tour. And then I kind of got stuck in teaching because I kind of liked it. And so now I kind of balance both worlds. More leaning heavily on the music world now, but still in the classroom a few days a week. So it's fun. Yeah.
How old are the kids?
I do everything from K-1 to 8th grade. So they're from like 4 years old to like 13, 12.
Are you sharing the tunes with the kids? Do they know about your music?
Well, they found my TikTok. So it's really hard when they find your TikTok because after that, it's all over. So it's definitely a challenge now because you're trying to discipline and they start going, "But Mr. Bello, I ain't trying to be a cowboy." And I'm like, man, come
assume,
on, guys.
Yeah, I would assume that's kind of challenging. Trying to do both things, and you've done a ton of video. I mean, I see your videos for the song.
Yeah, we've been
on TikTok and Instagram all over the place. I was wondering, are you running out of ideas?
I'm telling you, this is hard. This is like the hard, like, because I've always shot music videos, and like, you know, music videos are a challenge, but it's in one block. It's like 2 days, yeah, or 3 days. You shoot it, and then that's it. Now it's like, all right, every week for the next X amount of months, you got to do this. So it's definitely, but the one thing that's cool is now it's catching on. So people are doing dances and stuff to it. So it's got some pockets where it's actually become a little easier because I can share the videos that people do for it. And I think that's what I'm hoping for in the next like month. Cause yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Do you feel like you had to take some lessons from Walker Hayes and the way that Fancy Like blew up?
Yeah. You know what? I love, like, obviously, like, starting with Old Town Road, and how that happened. And then Walker Hayes, how that happened. It was like, yeah, it's definitely that, like, having that TikTok balance is really cool because you can't rely on it to blow up because you never know, but you have to have it. And so it's kind of fun though. I mean, if you get into it and don't look at it as like a fun part of your day, like today I'm going to do like, you know, three TikToks and a release in the next 3 days, it kind of becomes fun.
Right. I heard that, we know that you're come from like a more of a R&B, like rap background a little bit, right? And then you start doing a little bit of country, and what someone said, "Why are you doing this?" And the response was, "I ain't trying to be a cowboy." But is that how it came about?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much they asked me. They told me, you're not a cowboy. Like, how come you're trying to do country music? I said, "I ain't trying to be a cowboy. I love country music. I love writing. You know." So back when I wrote with I had a publishing deal with Sony a long time ago, and I used to write all kinds of songs with people, and I just always gravitated towards R&B and pop. But I mean, I grew up listening to, you know, everything from Kenny Rogers to Johnny Cash, but I also listened to Boyz II Men and Jodeci and NSYNC. And so like I had this big eclectic mental music like storage up here. And so I went to Nashville like about 8 or 9 years ago for a meeting, and I fell in love with the city, fell in love with the people. And I just really started getting myself more engrossed in country music. And it kind of just led me on this path where I'm like, I'm in love with how it's morphing and changing, combining things. And I just love the people.
It it'll grow on you, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, when I first started, like growing up, I was more of like a rock, you know, classic rock, whatever my parents were listening to type. And then my first gig in radio was at a country station. And then from there, it was just like, it just becomes your life. And I feel like, yeah, the people, the environment, I mean, it's always so friendly and so nice. And you don't really, I guess you don't always get that with other genres, right?
You don't. I feel like, and I think it's, and I feel like Nashville has that vibe too, that makes you feel that way. And like LA is so different. It's so spread out. It's so like, it can be very bougie at times. So it's like, if you're not in the clique, yeah, then you're not getting anywhere near those people. But in Nashville, I realized like this number one writer is at the bar, you know, they're at the Red Door. They're hanging out. Like you don't feel like you have to go approach them, but they're right there. So like when you kind of spend time there, you meet these people on the street that are like really doing great things. And you become friends with people just organically. Whereas like LA, those number one writers, they're not hanging at that bar. They're at some like $500 plate restaurant, you know? You know, and so I feel like that just makes you feel more like, it's like country music is like home, you know, like you're at home.
And y'all sent me a new song that is not out yet today that I listened to called Yippee-ki-yay. I feel like I need to add an MF-er at the end of it.
Well, it almost was that, and we decided not to do it. So.
Maybe you are trying to be a cowboy with a title like Yippee-ki-yay, though, right?
Well, that's the thing, you know. It's so funny because people have made comments on the cowboy song where people are like, "Yeah, man, I don't like cowboys. That's great, you're not a cowboy." And I'm like, "Well, that's not really the idea of the song, but you know what? Music is for you to think about." And then I've had people. I was in Nashville last week. Doing a show, and I was walking down Broadway with my Ain't Trying to Be a Cowboy t-shirt, and I had all the guys at the bouncers with their cowboy hats looking at me real funny, and they started laughing, and then other people were like, "Yo, that's dope," you know. So everybody feels like a different meaning towards it, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, do you, because you could be anything you want, you know. Up here in Boston, people rock a cowboy hat and people look at them funny, like, "Oh, look at this clown over here." That's Boston speak, right? And you're like, dude, that dude's enjoying wearing that hat and he's loving it. Like, why are you trying to, you know, clown on him? Like that dude's probably the coolest dude in the world. And so my thing is like, I'm not trying to be anything. This is who I am. So if I exhibit character traits of a cowboy, then yippee-ki-yay, here we go. That's what we do.
I love it. Yeah. And yeah, I'm sure you're going to get some of that perception of what you are, what your music is based on one title. But right. But like you said, you know, you can't really worry about that kind of stuff. You just got to keep doing what you love to do. And you can obviously sounds like you love it. And you can hear when you listen to your music, because it's just super fun, man.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I think we finally hit a sound.
I was listening to some of your other stuff too. And I heard a line about crashing your truck, racing it.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Said true story.
That's a true story.
I have to hear about this truck racing accident.
That's a true story. And it wasn't like a devastating accident, but it was enough that it made it into my song. Yeah. But, you know, in Boston, there's not a lot of places to race. But when I was like 16, the first car I had was a Mustang GT, and it was a hatchback, and it was a 5.0. My father got it for me, and he took it out for a ride before he gave it to me when I was 16. And it was so fast that he almost like just spun out on it. So he got rid of that car. And so he's like, "You know what? You're not having this. I'm selling this. You're going to kill yourself in this." So he helped me get a pickup truck. And of course, what I ended up doing, I ended up racing the pickup truck anyways, which wasn't a 5.0, but it was fast enough that I almost wrapped myself into a tree. Oh, so, boy. Yeah. So, but it was thankfully not going too fast. We didn't make it far out of the parking lot. But so I decided, like, you know, I like to add, you know, stuff about my life in there. And then at that time, you know, dating girls and things like that, like that was the story, like, "Oh, Louis racing a truck." So it was like, "Oh yeah, see, yeah. I almost crashed my truck." Like, that's kind of like a badge of honor. Now I'm trying to date girls, you know?
Right.
It's like,
I heard that line and I was like, "All right, we're going to get the full story behind that." And then, also I read in your bio that specifically you have in there, wicked good dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, did you coin that for yourself, or did other people are like, "Yo, Louis's got the moves"?
So it was you know where that comes from? Like, it jokes back is, remember, I'm sure you watched Saturday Night Live back in the day, but way back they used to do skits on, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, and they used to do skits on the New Kids on the Block. Uh-huh. And the guy playing Donnie Wahlberg, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, said, came out and said, it's wicked hard to sing and dance at the same time. And they were like pretending to do the dances.
Yeah.
And I was laughing at that. And always from that point on, I was like, you know, coined that and saying like, people are like, what do you do? And I say, I sing, and I'm also a wicked good dancer too, you know? So it just kind of became part of my little thing.
Yeah. So, is there what time do we need to get back to class?
Oh, I got a whole like 40 minutes left to go. We got on break right now.
All right. Cool. That's gotta be a lot of work trying to teach the kids and also do radio interviews and TikTok videos all at the same time. So I appreciate the hustle, man.
No, I appreciate it. This is cool to have, you know, to have you have me on. And I appreciate the love on the record. And, you know, hopefully as this thing climbs, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm just excited. Yeah. It's been. Well,
keep at it, man. And enjoy the ride. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, man.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.